Until now, only one case has been reported of this subtype recessive dystrophy GB centripetalis, in which a child was reported to have this subtype of the recessive dystrophic EB. Initially at birth, generalized blistering started, but within the first year of life, the skin disease was confined to the hands and feet only. And over the several decades, the blistering slowly progressed proximally from the hands and the feet in a centripetal manner, with active blistering and the milia formation only occurring along the active edges, and dystrophic scarring and needle dystrophy distally only. So at the time of the death in the late adulthood, and the death was not related to this blistering skin disease. There were no blistering present on the face, trunk and the neck, and there was an absence of systemic symptoms as well. So that is why it is known as centripetalis, because it started from the hands and feet and it progressed slowly in the proximal direction and the centripetal manner. And even at the time of the death in the adulthood, there was no involvement of the face, trunk or the neck.